Last call on the Suncoast. Economic headwinds and heavy debt sink Sarasota Bradenton breweries. For nearly a decade, the craft beer scene across Sarasota, Longboat Key, and Manatee County was defined by explosive growth, community-funded expansions, and packed taprooms. Today, the narrative has sobered. A perfect storm of rising operational costs, shifting consumer habits, and crushing post-pandemic debt is forcing several prominent local microbreweries into distress, foreclosure, or permanent closure. The local struggles are not isolated incidents, but rather symptoms of a sweeping national correction in the independent beer market, leaving brewers and patrons alike wondering what the future holds for the Suncoast's craft beverage industry. Mounting debt and foreclosures in Manatee County in Bradenton, the financial strain has become impossible to ignore. Three Keys Brewing, a popular staple located on State Road 64, announced it is permanently closing its doors at the end of May 2026. Owners Tina Young and Gabriel Schmitz, who purchased the decade-old business in 2019, cited an insurmountable combination of declining sales and surging costs for everything from rent to brewing ingredients. In an attempt to keep the business afloat, the owners took on significant debt over the last year, but ultimately found themselves unable to service it. Just a few miles away, Motorworks Brewing, one of Bradenton's most recognized breweries and event spaces, is fighting its own severe financial battles. According to recent court records, the 12-year-old brewery is facing a $1.9 million foreclosure case in Manatee County, initiated by Seacoast National Bank across multiple loans. The distress is already shrinking the company's footprint. Its downtown Orlando expansion taproom was recently served a 5-day notice to vacate due to nearly $13,000 in unpaid rent. Survival tactics south of the county line. The turmoil extends southward into Sarasota County, where brewers are taking drastic measures to satisfy lenders. Big Top Brewing Company recently sold its flagship Sarasota building for $7.2 million to settle multi-million-dollar debts with at least two lenders, including South State Bank and Berkeley Alternative Income Fund. While Big Top has leased the building back for 25 years and continues to operate, the financial maneuvering highlights the immense capital pressures local brewers face. The brewery is currently entangled in a complex counter-complaint, alleging that lenders charged illegally high interest rates on undisbursed construction funds. A legal battle one owner likened to a David versus Goliath scenario. The macro view. A saturated market hits the wall. The distress echoing from Bradenton to the bars of Longboat Key is a localized reflection of a harsh national reality. According to recent data from the Brewers Association, 2025 marked a tipping point where brewery closures outpaced new openings, accompanied by a 5% decline in total craft production. Industry analysts point to a convergence of several unforgiving trends driving this market correction: inflationary pressures, the cost of raw materials, specifically international grain and aluminum cans, has surged. Commercial leases have also spiked, making renewals financially unviable for many taprooms. The debt hangover. Many small breweries survived the pandemic by taking out emergency loans. As grace periods have ended and interest rates have remained elevated, the margins required to repay these loans simply do not exist. Shifting demographics. Consumer behavior has fundamentally changed post-COVID. People are going out less frequently, and younger demographics, particularly Gen Z, are consuming less alcohol or shifting toward alternative beverages like hard seltzers, ready-to-drink cocktails, and non-alcoholic options. Looking ahead, while the shuttering of community hubs like Three Keys is a painful loss for residents, industry insiders suggest this is not the death of craft beer, but rather a necessary maturation of the market. Breweries that can adapt by scaling down operations, diversifying their beverage portfolios, and fiercely managing their debt may weather the storm. However, the era of easy success and rapid expansion on the Suncoast has officially reached the bottom of the glass.